Blog Talk Radio.
I met a prophet, dark as the night. She could see into my soul. Said she'd been watching and had some advice. She said shadows make you whole. A life without pain is a wolf in sheep's clothes. Cause if you listen to the lesson that it holds, you'll find the gold. Child, it's time to break the shell. Life's gonna hurt, but it's meant to be felt. You cannot touch the sky from inside yourself. You cannot fly until you break.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. We are here for another exciting adventure. We're breaking the shell tonight. We're flying high. And we are answering questions about disabilities and eye problems and heart problems. They're all in one category, misalignments. And is Miss India Ari Sings? We're going to go be who we are anyway and fix these misalignments. But life is all about disappointments and overcoming them. And so we're here to help all of you listeners overcome any disappointments, any misalignments, disabilities, whether it's legally blind situations, heart problems. We're here to help you take it to another level. Another level of love, compassion, wisdom, understanding. We are here on Soul Purpose Healing to help all you beautiful people get realigned to your Creator's compassion, your Creator's wisdom, your Creator's over and especially inner standing. Because when you can understand the kingdom inside of you, you're really going to fly high. And understand, overstand, and understand all life's difficulties, all life's challenges. So thank you for joining us tonight. We have an exciting show. We have so much knowledge to share, so much wisdom to share tonight. And we're going to just jump right in there. My co-host Mama AZ is chiming in way out in Arizona. Miss AZ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, sister. Yes, ma'am. How is your being? And yes, ma'am, I'm here. How
I am
is
excited.
Your being?
I'm so excited because I went to Jacksonville today to visit a very humble lady. A very humble lady, Miss Lizzie, who does quilting. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to share all of about my visit, but I just want to prepare everyone that there is a very, very humble 80-year-old woman who's hand-stitching quilts in Jacksonville. We need to help her, and that's all I'm going to say right now, and because I know help is on the way. So welcome all of you who are tuning in. We're going to have a special guest tonight who's going to share with us how to overcome the disability of legal blindness. She has had a journey with being legally blind, and there are so, so many tools available and so many different ways to overcome that that we're going to ask her to share her journey and all the many solutions that she has come up with and saw and found in her journey. But first, Mama AZ is going to give us a preview of what she is, what's been going on in her life out there in Arizona.
Well, sister, Miss Lizzie, is you've just inspired me. I met a sister at Walmart yesterday, who happens to be around the corner from where I used to live in Jacksonville at Cecil Field.
Hallelujah.
It was a Marine base, and she wants to do quilting as well. And everything points to Jacksonville, sister. Everything points back to Jacksonville. I will help you with the resources or the things that I've gathered to discontinue rust and dust collecting. I'm ready to move forward, sister. I'm excited because every time I turn around, the Most High is slapping me upside the head, short of a lightning bolt. Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Jacksonville, St. Augustine. And so I'm ready to share and to downsize and to give what I've accumulated on that side of the planet to add to Miss Lizzie's museum. I see it as being a museum of teaching the authenticness of quilting, and everything that I have on that side of the planet is going down to Jacksonville. I'm just reaching out to the ones to help, and I'm excited about it because the Most High has made it clear that I don't need to waste any money, time, and energy bringing those things here. They need to go to Jacksonville, Florida.
You lived in Jacksonville. How long did you live in Jacksonville or St. Augustine?
It was I think it was 79 to 81. And it was a most interesting time. I have family. My husband, one of my husbands is there. And it right off of Conn Road, KOHN, right there on the corner, John Conn. And it's just an interesting place, St. Augustine. And
Very interesting.
Yes, it fascinates me how the ancestors are screaming to be a major part of this new awakening that you and I and others, sister, are doing. And I'm so grateful to you, sister. I'm so grateful for your intuitiveness, for your nose and vibration to investigate, because I just have a feeling. I just have a feeling, sister. So what I'm doing here is getting my mineral people together to be transported to be incorporated into the medicine spiral that's in Alton, Virginia, at Mothers for the Earth, Body Ecology, Artists, and Seven Henson. And those mineral people, sister, have really been screaming to the door. Charles, he vibrationally does not feel that it's time. So my alternative is to look to Enterprise for the solution, the transport and that's where I am. And I know everything has a reason, and we're moving forward. Any means necessary in a good way, my sister. So I give thanks to Soul Purpose Healing. I give thanks for your trust. And, like, this is a major, major healing for me, even to be here at Vanilla Bright's World, you know, because it's like a retreat. And when I met the sister that's on today, it just gave me additional confirmation that I'm on point. You know, sometimes we kind of like second guess, like, okay, I'm not sure about this. All right, okay, Creator. And then somebody shows up to say, hey, take a chill pill. You're on point. And that's what the sister who's speaking tonight, along with a number of other people. And my Dr. Stanley is here as well. So, sister, I love you. I love us, Sister Beyonce, for even being who you are.
Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce Marian Baker? This woman is very unique, very inspiring, beautiful soul on the earth who has overcome many disabilities or disadvantages. Why don't you introduce our audience to her, and then we'll bring her on.
Well, yes, ma'am. Thank God. This sister, and greetings, sister. How are you?
Let me open up her mic. Marian Baker, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome
greetings,
to Soul Purpose
sister.
Healing.
Greetings.
Welcome,
you.
Welcome, welcome. I've spoken to this sister a few times via phone, and then one day she calls me up, and she came over because she lives around the corner from me. And just her whole conversation in person inspired me. I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to let her express, you know, her desires and her purpose on this planet at this time. But I want you to know that sister inspired me. I met her through another sister, Deborah Moman, here in the city, and the rest is history. It just humbles me to excuse me. It humbles me to know the working of the Most High when we pay attention and our intentions are pure and clear. And you say, look here, I need clarity. I need to know that I'm on point. If you're paying attention and you slow yourself down and you breathe, the Creator will send you, I call them mile markers. And this sister is one of the mile markers, like when you're traveling and you are going to a place that or a destination that you're not clear about, and if you're paying attention, bam, there's a mile marker that says, gives you an indication, yes, you're going in the right direction. And Sister Marian is one of my mile markers. So I'd like to welcome you to Soul Purpose Healing, my sister, and I will be quiet, and you have the podium. Give
thanks.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. I've never really did this before, but
it's
I'm going to kind of express to you what I call my new beginning.
Hallelujah. Ooh, that's a great way to start.
I have glaucoma. And I can see your shapes, but not your features. When I come to Arizona, which I came from Detroit, I had planned to do some other things. Matter of fact, I was going to open a home for young unwed women that had children. And after being here about 3 months, I lost more of my eyesight. And I kind of put things aside and didn't want to do anything. And a brother of mine told me about a cousin that was totally blind. And I contacted her, and she told me, she says, get involved with the vocational rehabilitation. And I did. And after getting involved, I have taken classes with the Foundation of the Blind. Now, for 18 years, I ran a daycare, group daycare, did over 30-some children. I did spiritual work because I'm a theology student, graduate, and I am an ordained minister. But after losing my sight was going, I was kind of giving up. And I went to vocational, and I met other people, some that are totally blind and have other disabilities. And when I found that if they can do it, I can do it. I have met people that do 10K runs. I've met people that have rode bikes all the way across the country. I've met people that can type with their knuckles. I've even met people that can type with their toes. I have met some wonderful people. Sometimes the Holy Spirit put us in a place, in a position, to be able to walk in other people's footsteps, to be able to see where they are coming from, to be able to understand that their feelings. And I feel that I'm in that place at this time. Sometimes people see people that are blind and they laugh and they make jokes. Well, I have you to know, the blind people, the vision impaired people, they make jokes themselves. So the jokes that the people on the outside make is nothing. It's nothing compared to what we do ourselves. A person that is blind can still do many things. Oh, I have friends that they do mountain climbing. I have them that ride bikes. I have them that teach. I have lawyers. We have all types groups of people that are blind. And they shouldn't be looked down upon. Because God made us all. And whatever that we're going through, there is an answer. All we have to do is get there. Not give up. Say, oh, I used to do this, I used to do that. Forget about what you used to do and begin doing what you can do, what you are able to do. No matter what the disability is, get up and do it. I've met people in wheelchairs that are counseling. I have met some in all careers where people are disabled. And me, there's no holding me back. I have gotten to be able to use the typewriter again, or the computer, whatever you want to say. They has programs. There's one of them called JAWS. There's another one, ZoomTech. There are so many things out there available to help us to move ahead. I have a CC in my house. I can put my nail up under it, and I can see what I'm reading, and it's larger. Mm. I have things in my house that talk. So I know. My clock even talks. My scale talks. So we can function and not just sit back and wait for somebody to help us. I am so glad that I moved to Arizona. Because nobody had ever said that there was something that I could do to keep going. All the doctor said was, don't cross the road by yourself. That wasn't going to help me. Doctors don't tell you that there are programs out there that can help you, that are very beneficial to you. But there are. There are. I know people that run businesses, and they are totally blind. There are so much available to help us. There are all types of tools. There are so many blind people that are going to college right now, mm-hmm, to better their lives. So just sitting back and being a couch potato because somebody tells you, a doctor tells you, oh, you're not going to be able to see anymore, is not the answer. Find out where the help is, go to it, and get involved. That's what I have to tell you today. Get involved. Because we all have gifts, and we just need to use them. When you lose one sense, there, the others get even better. You learn how to hear, how to recognize people's voices, how to recognize different signs. You learn these things. You learn how to use these equipments, and you move on forward. I don't call it a blessing, but I call this something to benefit me, to make me understand that I can still go on forward. Sisters, I don't want to keep going, because if I do, I'll break down.
No, sister. No. You go with your bad self. Yes, sister. Do not. I'm about to cry myself. Sister, this is important. What you have to say is vital. It's vital. That is why the Most High opened the gateway through soul purpose healing for you to talk about this. This will be there for eons and eons of time for other people that we'll never meet. Or then again, maybe we will meet in another life to hear what you are encouraging human beings on this planet to be like, because it's so much negativity. To me, it seems like the more we want to put out, shine a light, the harder, those powers to be whatever. But it doesn't matter, because they can keep going until Jesus comes. And Jesus ain't coming back, y'all.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's just my opinion. And so it doesn't matter. Sister, you move forward with your testimony, because this is good. And I give thanks that the Most High has reconnected us again. Because you know what? It's challenging to love people who don't give a shit about you or your well-being.
Yes.
And that's your immediate family. That's my case, you see. And so what you are about and the wisdom that you have to share is on point. So I'll be quiet, and you just move forward.
Well, I have
a question for you. I have a question for you, Marion.
Okay.
I thank you for sharing that beautiful testimony. And, you're reminding me of the scripture that says, they that wait upon the Creator
the
shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagle. And then there's another scripture I was thinking about as you were talking, that the Creator is working all things out for our good. All things out for our good. And you have beautifully expressed that by stating that you realize that maybe you just needed to empathize with other people who are blind and who we have not been as compassionate toward them as we should be. And so all these are so important perspectives on why a person's sight becomes physically reduced. I have a friend in California who's legally blind, and every time I've been around her, I'm just amazed at her spiritual sight. She is sharper in the spiritual realm even though she needs all the equipment that you talked about to help her, she has a computer that magnifies every email that comes in. Her phone is specially made to see the screen, the larger screen, and all these things are assisting her to see in the physical realm, but she has perfect insight into the souls of individuals and the people who she talks to. She can sensitively discern what the nature of their character and who they are and what's going on in their psyche and their emotions. So I'm wondering, are you becoming more sensitive to the soul of other people that you meet, even though, like you said, you can't see all the features in their face, but do you see their soul now? Is that that something that you feel is sharpened in your vision?
Yes, yes. I feel like I've always had spiritual gifts. And now they just seem like they have been enhanced even more.
Yeah,
because I can just sometimes meet a person and I can tell them their whole life.
So, and could you do that before as well?
Somewhat.
Before your
somewhat, but not as quick as I can do it now. Used to be I would have a person I could say, okay, I'll get back with you later. But now sometimes I can meet a person and I can just look at them, and I got it.
And you know, Louise Hay, who's a very wonderful 80-year-old teacher, she says about glaucoma. She says about glaucoma that there's
a. I'm looking at the book now.
But she talks about glaucoma in there. Yeah, it's interesting. And she says the new thought pattern that you have to have is I see with love and tenderness. And
that's right.
I think you've expressed that so well, Sister Marion, that your lack of seeing clearly in the physical has opened up your spiritual eyes to see with love and tenderness and compassion. Would you say that's true?
That is definitely true.
You're
giving me chill bumps, Sister Viata. You're giving
me we're on the same page, literally, huh?
I'm telling you, well, Dr. Stanley texted me earlier today and said, hey, bring that Louise Hayes book because I got to look up some stuff. And in the book it says, eyes represents the capacity to see clearly the past, present, and future. And the affirmation is, I see with love and joy.
All right.
Hallelujah.
I see with love and joy. And also it says not looking or not liking what you see in your own life. And the affirmation for that is I now create a life I love to look at. And I give thanks. And cataract, inability to see ahead with joy, a dark future. And
the
affirmation
the healing,
for that
isn't it,
is life is eternal and filled with joy.
Yes, and I believe that you can overcome that glaucoma. My journey is teaching me we can turn things around and overcome, but you're learning such important lessons. But to turn it around means to look at the traumas we've had in our life and how they've affected us. And in some cases, we build up maybe unforgiveness. We push back tears. We push back emotions, and we block the freedom of expressing feelings about things that have happened to us. So I want to encourage you to keep your faith that the Creator is working all of this out for your good, and maybe even for total healing and transformation and restoration of your eyesight. Do you receive that?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I do too, Sister
Beata. I claim all of the gifts from the Holy Father because He has the answer. That's the way I feel.
That we have to, first of all, we have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive others. We have to clear all that bad, that unuseful energy that we hold on to, that could be preventing us from seeing in the physical. But I thank our Creator that you are seeing what's most important. You are seeing with love and compassion and tenderness. And some people need to have their physical sight taken away to develop that love, tenderness, and compassion. So I'm just so grateful that He's working, doing a mighty work in Marion Baker, and I believe that He's going to return your sight as you walk in the ways of healing that our Creator has set before you.
Yes.
And that's right. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. We give thanks and praise. So, Mama AZ, do you have another guest with you? Does Dr. Stanley have any insight or words for Marion or any of those out there who might be struggling with these types of disabilities?
Well, I can say, Dr. Stanley is a representative of doTERRA oil. And she and I have had a most interesting day. We went to a gathering at the Baha'i Center today, and it was very, very informative. And one major thing that I got from that is the power of women, and especially melanated women. We must do what we came here to do, our mission. And we must find ways to heal ourselves, and then we will be able, should we choose. Not all of us are here to heal the brokenness of men. We are here to work on ourselves. And Dr. Stanley right now is just in observation mode and, you know, trying to figure all of this out. But I'm very, very thankful and grateful to the Most High, Sister Beata, for the Marians that keep me attuned and remind me, look, you cannot waver. You must stay focused. And I don't know if that answered your question. Dr. Stanley is just listening, and we're both very grateful because of who Dr. Stanley is. She was able to assist me in remembering some of the things that I came to this planet at this particular time to do. And I'm so abundantly grateful. I just can't stand it. I didn't know how to express the gratitude that is coming forth in my life, because what I chose to do, Sister Viata, is not a very easy journey at all.
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
one moment at a time with the Marion, the Molman, the Stanleys, the Viatas, and so on and so forth.
You mentioned the essential oils, right? The doTERRA?
The doTERRA, yes, ma'am. Would you like to have her speak about the doTERRA?
Well, I just wanted to give my own testimony about essential oils in general. I read about doTERRA and the quality of the oils. I love that idea. But I've been with another company for many years as well. And I just want to say essential oils are so important nowadays with all this EMF, electric magnetic frequencies, because I moved into from a single family home into an apartment type condo complex where there are literally hundreds of people with Wi-Fi swimming all around me. And so I'm in this unusual situation. Every time I open my laptop when my Wi-Fi is not acting the way it should, I get a list of hundreds of people who have Wi-Fis that are locked that I can't get into.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that my computer is picking up these names that are all around me, which tells me if I had the password, I could just click into their wire frequency, their EMFs and their wireless technology.
Wow.
So I became a little fearful because at one point, even in my own home, I realized there was so much EMF activity that it was affecting my health. At least my mind said it was, because my legs were starting to ache and I couldn't sleep. And so I realized the Most High kept pointing me to essential oils. I kept feeling like the answer was in the oils, the answer's in the oils. So since I've been here in this new environment with all these Wi-Fi energies surrounding me, I am using my oils daily, and I am feeling so much more balanced in my body.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. So I rub them when my legs start feeling weird. I put the essential oils on my legs. And when I leave the house, I feel a lot better because I'm out by the trees and breathing. But when I'm inside the apartment or in the environment I'm in, I am more conscious to bring a higher vibration with the essential oil. So that's just a message for everyone, that if you have any health challenges, as I've said, I think many times before, and I think Mom AZ will testify, we have affirmed and reminded, breathe deeply and anoint yourself with oil is the first two steps to overcoming health challenges. And it is so working for me in this new environment. I am so grateful for essential oils. So, yes, I thank Dr. Stanley and all those who are promoting and teaching about essential oils, because it's so important, and especially for Marion. Even Marion, if you're not using essential oils on a regular basis, now's the time to maybe start doing that, because it's going to raise your vibration all over your body.
Mm-hmm.
And with that along with changing your diet, raising the vibration from the foods that you're eating, natural raw foods, more raw foods than cooked foods. And your body can't, your cells are programmed to respond to oils being anointed on your body, to the right foods being taken into the kingdom inside your body, and your cells can't help but transform whatever misalignments, whatever disabilities that you're going through. Just stay on that path, believe, and have faith in the kingdom within you to totally restore whatever you need restoring. When you stay in that faith path and do the simple things like deep breathing, hands laid on the eyes, feet, toes, wherever it's hurting, and use food as your medicine. So that's what I get from what Mama AZ just mentioned about. That came up in me. All that came up in me when she said doTERRA oils. Yes, oils. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Well, sister, let me say this. I know Dr. Stanley may not want to do this, but it's time. So what I'm going to do, she just handed me this paper. What I need for her to do, in her own words, is explain what she is about. And Sister Miriam, we're right around the corner. You know that. And I'm going mm-hmm. to introduce you to Dr. Stanley before she gets out of Dodge. And if I have to get a fit to tan her little legs, I will do that because I ain't playing. Okay, just one moment, please. Here is
thank
Dr.
you.
Stanley. All right, thank God.
Hallelujah, thank God.
Yeah, right. Greetings, my mothers, my sisters, aunties, all of you. Are there any
greetings,
male
greetings.
Entities
good
on
to
the
hear
line?
Your voice.
Greetings to you also. Great to hear so far what the mothers talked about. I can't wait to meet her. But briefly, since Mother AZ called me to the phone, I was in relaxed mode, but we're talking about a subject, so I won't keep so long because I'd love to hear more of the mother's encouraging story, you know, because it gives us that supposedly have all our faculties no reason to not keep going.
Right.
My name is Stephanie Stanley. Mama AZ calls me Dr. Stanley, but myself and another pharmacist started in 2013, Pharmacists for Humanity. We're on Facebook, so you can see us there. That's Pharmacists, plural, with an S at the end, the number 4, and then Humanity. Our email is the same thing, pharmacists for the number 4, humanity, at gmail.com. And one of the reasons we're looking to heal ourselves in the world, a lot of people saying healing the world, but really it's ourselves in the world because the world is doing not fine without us. We're the ones who's pushing it, or should I say her button. But
that's right.
It's through, you know what I mean? Let's talk real plain. With the essential oils because, you know, as pharmacists, you know, we know that people are having, you know, problems with a lot of different things, disease states or managing diseases. And, you know, which I just totally, you know, it's just time to go back to the original concept of what pharmacy and what we used to do and how we were originally trained. You know, we were basically would go to our herbal cabinet, you mm-hmm. know, put an extra little spices. I mean, not too many generations ago, our grandmothers and great-grandmothers knew how to do that. Our fathers too,
right.
you know, they have the knowledge
right.
also. So within the
yeah.
last, what, 2 or 3 generations, like how do we get totally turned around? But anyway, so that's what I'm looking to do. I'm sure that the ancestors are coming through me to re-present this information and also to my Coke foundress, DeVita Lewis, so we're hopefully one day we can, you know, be both on the line and talk more about it. But just you talked about the vibrational frequencies. I did hand Mama AZ a paper. The lady that I'm working with, Kimberly Watson, I just want to give her credit because she's the one who did this vibrational frequencies with the oils. So basically, I just wanted to put a few numbers out there that she researched. Basically, the human body, the normal brain frequency is 72 megahertz. The human body operates around 62 to 78 megahertz. The heart, 60 to 70 megahertz. The lungs, 58 to 65 megahertz. The liver, 55 to 60 megahertz. And the pancreas, 60 to 80 megahertz. And what's interesting with the oils is that I'm just going to go through a few of them because she has the frequency of the oils here. Like lavender oil, 118 megahertz. So notice it's about double the values that I already mentioned of the human body. We have myrrh at 105 megahertz, Roman chamomile 105, sandalwood. And sandalwood and myrrh are like the spiritual oils along with frankincense. And I believe frankincense is around 120, even though it's not listed here. So sandalwood is 96, and then we have peppermint at 78. But I just wanted to say that because, you know, the sister mentioned about the frequencies in the atmosphere. So essential oils is very much a big part of our healing and wholeness going back to the plant kingdom. I know Mama AZ works with the mineral kingdom. I work with the plant kingdom, you know. So I just wanted to, you know, share that. And then I think this would be good, too, to share since we're talking about disease states. Says the human cell can start to change and mutate when their frequency drops below 62 megahertz. You can get a cold or flu around 58 megahertz when candida is present in the body, and that's basically fungus. It's usually in the body, but when it becomes too much because of imbalance, it becomes, you know, too much, and it can cause disease states in our body, and it's hard to actually diagnose a candida overload. And then that vibration is going down to 55. And then it says 42 megahertz, the body can get cancer. And then it says death process begins at the megahertz of 25. So essential oils is a way to keep you basically enlivened, you know, for the rest of our lives, or, you know, when we decide, I should say we decide to go home, not a disease, you know, decides to take us out. So that's all I wanted to share, and thank you for the space.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. That was awesome. That was awesome. We appreciate that because so many people, I was visiting in Jacksonville and St. Augustine today, and the different mm-hmm. people that I was visiting, we must have heard that their relatives had cancer about 6 or 8 times today. It was just so, it was like one after the other, boom, somebody has cancer, boom, somebody has cancer. It's like,
right.
What is going on here? So we are definitely in need of that knowledge, Dr. Stanley, to be, like Mom AZ said, we need to stay focused. We need to really get the word out about the natural ways of healing, food as medicine. We need to keep bringing this message to the masses because so many people are still confused and deceived about what is the solution for the misalignment and the imbalances in their physical body, which is the kingdom of the Most High, creator of the universe. We are looking for strong solutions for the imbalances in this awesome body. So we really appreciate you reminding us of all that, the scientific evidence, the truths about something as simple as oils. And you think about the number of plants we have on this earth, and the Creator has given us the ability to extract oils from these plants and bring healing. And yet we have the pharmaceutical industry with their mass advertising, deceiving and confusing so many people. So Mama AZ and Marion, we all have our work cut out for us to keep this message flowing so that people come out, more and more people can come out of their confusion and their deceit. And we are indeed healing the world of the earth. As you said, the earth is not really what needs healing. It's us. We have
each
one of us take responsibility and start healing our own earth body. And then that energy will flow out to others. And as we use the words of healing, the words of love and compassion that my sister Marion is using, even about her eyes, the condition, the temporary condition of her eyes, she's learning how to share love and compassion and wisdom with other people. And that's what we so need right now. So this is a powerful, powerful podcast tonight that is bringing forth so much truth on so many levels. I am just in awe about what I'm hearing. It's just really touching me, what I'm hearing from all these women tonight. So if there's anyone else there, there's another caller on the line, but their hand's not up. So if there's anyone else who would like to bring more words of healing, you're welcome to just hit the number 1 and I'll bring you in. But otherwise, we're going to continue with the reports from Arizona. I know Mother Mom AZ had some more knowledge she wanted to share, I believe, with us about what's going on in Arizona.
Well, sister?
Yes.
There, like I said earlier, it takes a lot of energy to get these mineral people together.
Yeah,
creating a sacred space. It's on film, and I also would like to inform the listeners that they could go up on Vision One Women. I've had my friend, who's my Tai Chi instructor, to post one of my documentaries, which is probably, I got about maybe 1,000 documentaries. I had no idea I had that much footage of my life while I was in North Carolina, living there in Virginia and North Carolina, and travels on the reservation. So I posted my first video, which isn't my first video, and I would like for one, if you're interested, to know a little bit about my life and what I came to do on this planet at this particular time. And you can go to Vision One Women and pull that up. And it's there on YouTube.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm so excited about my journey today to meet Miss Lizzie. Miss Lizzie is she's 80 years old, I believe. And she's making the most beautiful quilts I've ever seen. They're so bright, so beautiful. And you know what I saw in her quilt is love. This woman is making queen-size quilts by hand because her sewing machine is not working. And that has not deterred her. And my heart, I just wanted to cry. I wanted to just hug her. And such a humble woman. Talk about doing what you've been called to do. And it just brought joy to me just to see her work because it's so beautiful. And so we have to, those of us who have the mind and the energy and the will to do so, we need to help this woman not only continue to make these quilts, but to teach her grandchildren. We met three or four of her great-grandchildren. All of them were under the age of 10. And I said to her, you've got to teach this to your grandchildren. And she said,
yes.
And I looked at each one of those grandchildren. I said, wouldn't you like to learn how to quilt? And they all shook their head, yes. But she doesn't have enough help to teach them and make the quilts with their sewing machine broke. So I'm putting out the word, we got to get a sewing machine to Jacksonville. And we got to get more people who love this art, who it is real, truly an art to see those patches come together and create this warm blanket of love. It is just amazing to see the beauty and to feel the love that went into that artwork. It's just awesome.
Sister, let me tell you this. I knew this.
Yeah.
I knew this, sister. I knew I knew that you were going to tell me these exact words.
Yeah.
I give thanks to the Most High. We're going to do this. Because, look, I have seen, and that's all I can say. We are going to do this, and the Creator is going to send who we need. We must get the land. We'll talk about that offline. Jacksonville is it. I just have a feeling, sister. I just have a feeling, and the catalyst of me going to Jacksonville was my second husband in the military, and I'm seeing how things are unfolding now. It's like the little the rabbit with the carrot in the dog track, and it's just enough to wet your whistle to keep you going. The Creator has a way of putting you where you need to be, even though you might think it's something else that's drawing you there. When you get your mind open spiritually to really see why you
are there in a particular place of why you went, then the rest is history, sister. The rest is history. So I'm just grateful.
Yes. And let me tell you this, another observation my friend and I made. There's a lot of gentrification going on in St. Augustine and Jacksonville. It's moving fast. So now is the time to go and look for land and housing. In fact, I may be able to purchase a very small house for a very small price in Jacksonville. We happen to find a house that a friend has been trying to get rid of. But in the meantime, another neighborhood we were in St. Augustine, oh, my goodness, the houses that are being renovated and gentrified are amazing. And then there's might be one bad-looking house or torn or worn-down house. So it's happening in that area very much so, very, very quickly, it seems. And now's the time. Especially in Jacksonville, there are some neighborhoods that are moving rather slow in their renovation. So we need to be mindful of this area. Like you said, there's something going on in Jacksonville that we mm-hmm. need to pay attention to and try and help Lizzie get her business going. Those quilts, that's a special gift, a special art. It ties into the Native Americans. It ties into African Americans. And even ties into Caucasians who are in those areas, and they love that culture. They love that culture of the art of quilt making and the Native American spirit. So it's really an opportunity, even for the Rainbow Coalition, to be involved in really bringing to pass that the energy that's flowing there in that area right now. It's very potent to me. So anyone who has an ear or an eye or a soul or a spirit to help with the quilt art, now's the time to reach out and donate. And I will keep my listeners informed about the land that we're looking at to help with the quilting business, because it's just an art that we can't let die. We've got to revive it, and the children need to hear to be taught this art, and it would be a great opportunity to develop their entrepreneurial spirit, because not only is she making quilts, she's making pillows. So there's all kinds of help that she needs, and all types of ways we can teach our young people about this art. So I'm excited about it, as you probably can hear. And I'm looking forward to.
I knew that you would be. When Sister Elzora was sending me some from her mom and herself, and even Sister Bay, inspired me. Now I said, okay, this is it. This is it. So yes, Sister, we can do it.
We can do it.
I've been really clear.
Yes,
we can. Well, Sister
so
Marion, are you in position maybe later on this evening to connect, or should we wait until tomorrow to connect, my sister?
Tomorrow's a better day.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be available
most all day tomorrow.
Okay, this is good. I appreciate you letting me know that. I need for you and Dr. Stanley to connect. And so, Sister Beata, I am going to sign off. And
I
give thanks. And we'll just meet back again Wednesday. And I should have some further updates.
Hallelujah. We give thanks. We give praise to the Most High for bringing us all together tonight. Thank you, Dr. Stanley, again, and Marion. We're on the right path. We've had another mile marker tonight in the spirit as well as the physical. It's exciting to read that this. We were born for such a time as this. We were all born to take action, to do what we've been created to do, bringing healing and deliverance and wisdom and overstanding to this beautiful earth we live on. So thank you all, ladies. You have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. Join us on Wednesday for the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, which is becoming part two of Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday. So hallelujah. It's very exciting times we're in. And so be blessed. Get your oils going and breathe deeply. Hallelujah.
Thank us.
And thank you for having me on.
Thank you, for sharing, for blessing us. So shalom.
Shalom.
Things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of a dream.